Fourth parak of Nagoyim, sixth Mishnah, Beheres, Kegris of Amicha Kadosh. You have the Beheres, which is a legal size, the size of a Kegris, and the center of it you had this healthy skin, which is the size of a Kadosh, which was also the legal size. Shesel Lovim V'Toich Amicha. This white hair inside this Micha. Hoch Amicha Tmei V'Vnesel Lovim. If the Micha disappeared, it's still Tmei because it has the white hair. Hoch Sel Lovim Tmei V'Vnesel Micha. If the Salavan disappeared, it's done because of the Mich. Rav Shimon Mitaher, he's Mitaher in the first case that the Mich disappeared and the Salavan remains. He says this Salavan cannot be Mitaher initially. Have Chosa Beheres. He holds that the Mich is not considered the Beheres itself. So it's coming out that the Beheres itself is less, has white less than the full shear, because of part of the shear is made up of this Mich. And therefore, the Sar Lovin in that Saras will not be Matam, because you don't have a full shear of white independently. Beheres ki umichyosa kegris. The beheres that together with the mich in the middle is the size of a gris. Say love betecha beheres. There's white hair inside the beheres. Holcha amichyot tmeiv b'nei salavan. Also love tamim b'nei michyot. Over here also, if one of the two simanim falls off, then it's tamim because of the other one. Shim Tair also over here, Rav Shimon's Matam, the Neshul of Chos, the Beheres can gris. But the Beheres doesn't have a full gris because part of it is made up of the Zmichya. On by the Shim Yish, Mekoyim, I say Lovan, Ke Gris, Utamen. The place where they say Lovan is, has a full shear of the gris, then it is Tamen.